My name is Kirsty Styles from Mobile Marketing Magazine. I'm here with Joseph Pagato, who is MD of Sparks. Hello, Joseph.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very good. Thank you very much. So thank you very much for joining us today. You have just gone live with an announcement about the Spark platform. Do you want to tell us a little bit about what Spark does?
Yeah, absolutely. So we are a customer engagement platform, and we connect customers with brands they love. And we do this through kind of interactive activities that users can engage with, where brands present kind of their marketing and product information. And these activities are things like, friend referrals, social network sharing, customer surveys, product reviews, a lot of things that customer or brands try to get people to do and engaged with. But often it's in a very static way through Facebook, where it's not very interesting for people to interact. And the results are very bad right now in terms of people interacting. So we have a fun platform, fun activities for customers to do, make them feel like part of the company, not just fans or followers, but participants and ultimately team members, which is why we call it customer teams.
Okay, so it's a kind of mixture of social and mobile. Do you think that's the kind of winning combination to actually get some really effective results in mobile marketing?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's a good point, is that we are mobile first. So we very much look at, and we started as a mobile company. We very much look at the future of customer engagement going mobile. I think that's probably quite obvious, but we are making sure that we create a mobile experience that customers will enjoy and that works in the way they use mobile now.
Okay, doke. And so is it app advertising at this stage? Is it mobile web, or how are you making it work at the moment?
No, it's mobile web. We can also deliver it as a native app for companies that want to brand it. They can fully brand it in any case, whether it's a native app or whether it's delivered on a mobile web, or they could also add it as an SDK to their current company app if they have one.
Okay. And so this is all around engagement and targeting. Do you see that you're going to get some interesting results around audience targeting based on these preferences?
Absolutely. So we use machine learning. It's a very big part of our company. So we learn everything you do, all of your behaviors, all of the natural text that you use. When companies publish a variety of activities, we find not only the activity type that you enjoy. For example, maybe you like to share on Facebook. Maybe you simply like to give product feedback. We accumulate all that, are constantly analyzing it. So when companies do publish content for you to engage with, we make sure that the right content goes to the people most likely to engage with it. So it definitely brings a sense of the way you can target with advertising and with social network advertising. You can now do as you publish content for customers to engage with.
Okie doke. So have you got any results so far that show that customers are keen to be involved with companies on that level, that they want to be part of the team?
Yeah, absolutely. So we just launched this officially last week on Tuesday, so about 10 days ago. But we've been delivering this platform originally where we were connecting volunteers with organizations that they were passionate about. And then before we made our official announcement with customer teams, we were piloting with about 6 or 7 companies. So we very much fine-tuned it with what we were learning of what they wanted and how their customers engaged. But we saw engagement rates of anywhere between 2 and 22%. The average was about just between 6 and 7% or so. And, you know, you compare that to engagement rates on Facebook, where they often average 0.07%, which is about saying that you need 1,500 fans until you get one to respond. So these are much, much higher. It's more interesting for people to be engaged. And we certainly see that they are.
Okay. And so how do you measure? Do you have any special metrics? Do you use the ones that borrowed from online? What's your kind of, how do you validate your success?
Yeah, it's simply that we look at every activity that we publish or that a brand publishes. An activity, think of it like a tweet or a Facebook post. It's when It's our equivalent of that. When a brand goes and says, I want to post something to our customers today, it's an activity. So we look at the stats around how many people look at each one and pass, click on each one, or actually engage in each one.
Okay.
Engage meaning that they do it and they click submit at the end of the day.
Right. And so this is obviously a kind of a new and a bit quirky. Do you think that this is something for the long term? Are people going to be engaged for years to come?
Yeah, absolutely. The thing is, when you think about it, if there's a brand you love and you wanted to be more engaged with them, you wanted to participate and interact with them more, it's amazing when you just step back and think about that there aren't many things you can do. You can be on their email newsletter. You can follow them on Twitter. You can be a fan on Facebook. But all of those are very passive. I mean, even the words fan and follower, they are not things where you engage and participate with brands. They want views, essentially, and they want people to click like. But that's not a great experience for a customer. And you certainly don't feel like you're participating or interacting or have a voice with the brand. So we think this is quite a breakthrough where, you know, there are so many reasons people connect with brands, and there's deep, deep sentiments sometimes that they have for maybe even just a few brands they love. So we now give you a voice with the company. We give you fun ways to engage. We give you ways that are meaningful. And you hear back from the company. You are thanked. You are acknowledged by the company, by the community. It's just a much deeper experience. And, you know, we don't see it out there at all. We don't see a way that you can truly get engaged and have a voice and feel like a participant and a team member at a brand you love.
Okay, Nick. So which territories are you launching this product in?
So we're based in San Francisco. So we're focused on the U.S. market right now. But we already have some traction in the UK and going into Europe. And then we're very much looking at the Asian market as well. We already have some very good leads in Singapore and Sydney that we're going out to now. That said, you know, we certainly focus on the US market. That's where our connections are. That's where we've had customers through our micro volunteering platform.
Okay, brilliant. So which one of those markets is most exciting for you? Do you think some of them are more tough than others? Some are more innovative than others?
Yeah, I mean, I certainly have a bias toward Asia. Just on a personal sense, I've done a lot of work there. But more broadly, the mobile market has often been ahead of the U.S. Adoption rates have been higher. Texting happened. I used to travel back and forth, and I would text when I was in Asia, and I would go home and nobody texted. So it's a very mature market out there. And we are very keen to see, because this is a mobile first platform, we're very keen to get out there because we think adoption will be quite high. And so I'm very bullish on that.
Just more generally, I'd be interested to know what you think of the kind of state of the mobile advertising market. Do you see a lot of innovation in San Fran and more widely?
Yeah, I mean, I think the trend right now is that, you know, there are a lot of reports that the effectiveness and efficiency is much better on mobile than it is on kind of desktop web access. But, you know, I think that people are already looking for more innovative ways to capture people beyond just kind of display or text advertising. And you're seeing a lot of interesting things out there. Where we come in is we want to say that when you are advertising on mobile, you could bring people from your ad over to a customer team because it's a native like mobile landing experience. And it's also something that captures the customer into a longer term engagement. So you keep them on mobile and, you know, from a mobile ad to a mobile customer engagement experience. And you're also building a relationship where they won't simply see that you have a sale or just add their email somewhere or, you know, enter their name to win an iPad or whatever it is. They come over and start a relationship with you where, you know, over the long term, they'll take they'll participate deeply and then share that with their friends as well.
Okay. And so have you got any funding backing this startup?
Yeah. So we are venture funded. Through True Ventures and Capor Capital. And then we originally started with a bunch of actually very prominent angels in the Silicon Valley, who have also just been amazing advisors as well. But yeah, our venture backing is with Drew and Kapor.
Okay, cool. And have you got any clients going live at the moment?
Yeah, we're launching right now. Again, we've been running a pilot with what we actually were calling customer advisory boards. That was the first name of this product. And that was a platform that our customer team is based on. But then it's a new platform for customer teams. So we're taking a lot of those and just converting them over to customer teams. And we're doing that on Facebook because through our pilot, we only delivered on Facebook. But now we deliver, again, on mobile, Facebook, or any digitally owned property of a company. So you will have all those access points as well.
And obviously, this is kind of early days, but do you have kind of future plans or projections for where you guys want to be in the next year or so?
Yeah, absolutely. This is more geared toward large brands. But, you know, we look at the kinds of brands that have been interested and are looking for deeper engagement. And you know, we are asking for deeper engagement as well. That's part of the experience on customer teams. So any brand that has, you know, very passionate customers and a brand that has content that's interesting to interact with are going to be our best target. So we're just going out now. We're getting great response so far. There's absolutely a need. Brand managers constantly tell us that they have large Facebook fan followings. They've done a lot to acquire those people. They're now looking beyond their acquisition numbers, their fan counts, their follower counts. They're looking to actually activate people because they, you know, typically don't hear from 99 point something percent of their fans. So we know there's a big opportunity out there. And yeah, and we're just very excited as brand managers look at this and say, this can be our solution to finally activating these large number of fans who are a huge potential asset, but currently are simply not active.
Okay. In fact, I guess another question I'd just ask, do you see yourselves, you're not kind of trying to rival Twitter and Facebook, because obviously they're moving towards advertising. You don't necessarily have the social network, but would there be competition in there, or is this a complementary play?
Complementary. So
how you would say that?
Yeah, I mean, even you can embed this as an app on Facebook. So we want to make sure that it's where customers are. And we want to make sure you know, just activate the people that are already gathered around a company page, but simply not doing anything with it. Everything you do on customer teams will publish right out to Facebook. It'll go into the news feeds of users. And what's great when you think about the mobile experience is right now brands are trying to figure out through Facebook, is, I mean, the numbers are astronomical with Facebook mobile right now, you know, what is a deeper experience they can get? And we give people a chance that when they publish an activity, when their friends do an activity on customer teams and share, you can now access Facebook mobile. In your newsfeed, you'll see something from that company. And when you tap on it, you can go to a rich interactive activity all of a sudden. Whereas to date, if you tap on anything you see from a company in the newsfeed, you simply go to a post, and that's going to be a photo, a video, or it's going to be some sort of announcement. Now you can go to an interactive game. You can see that you're winning points as you go. You can see that other community members have said you've been giving great answers and they give you a shout out. So you have a much deeper experience now that people have when they're on Facebook mobile.
Okay. And could you see, I guess then, could you see yourselves getting bought by somebody like Twitter or Facebook? Because these guys are trying to edge ahead, especially in mobile, to try and work out how to monetize those audiences. Is that part of the long plan?
Yeah, they certainly could. There are a number of companies, and actually we have a number of companies who've kind of contacted us and to be on their radar and just kind of in early talks of maybe partnering as well, because we complement other things that they have. But larger companies that are involved with customer engagement, social media marketing, we're talking with a potential partner right now, which everything is looking great, and they already have a large client list. They're delivering a number of customer solutions and want to add to their suite of of products and solutions, something that gives people more of a marketing amplification push, which we certainly do.
Okay, perfect. Well, thank you very much for taking the time to chat to me today. All sounds very interesting, and obviously best of luck with everything that you guys are doing.
Yeah, fantastic. Thanks so much for having me.